are due with Denise Wymore here at NatCuso. How are you, Denise?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Too. Yeah. So I'm working with NatCuso.
Are you?
Yeah.
That solves it.
I'm actually helping them with their membership, their marketing, their advocacy, fundraising, all those good things.
Congratulations. Yeah. Right on.
You know, it's a perfect fit because, well, I love cooperatives. Yeah. And the CUSO people are the ultimate cooperators. In fact, when I first, the first conference I ever went for NatCuso was just last year. Mm-hmm. And as I described the audience, they're the people that have the cooperative heart with a really good business mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're the cool kids,
mm-hmm.
right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
So, well, and Jack Antonini, you can't get any better than that.
No.
So he's a really pretty cool dude himself.
Not to mention Shauna.
And Shauna, she's a pretty cool
she's
girl.
The best event planner. Mm-hmm. In the planet, or on the planet. She's amazing.
They do a pretty darn good job here. This is really a good show. So what are you doing? Are you presenting and stuff? Or what are you doing? Are you just kind of hanging out?
I'm working and doing this. But one thing, because a lot of you that have known me for a long, long time, I've cut my travel way back so I can work with NatCuso.
Good for you.
It's been awesome. Mm-hmm. Still teaching at a couple of the community management schools. But are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm also studying to be an EMT.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
I'm a volunteer firefighter and EMT in my little town. But you know, it's been really fun because you know I like to blog. So
yes.
And I'm a guest blogger on CU Insight. And I found that I can compare so many things that I'm learning in EMT and fire with credit unions.
How so?
Well, for example, one of my favorite ones is that our chief taught us that our only job is to help people get through their worst day with dignity and compassion and then come home safe. And I thought about when I was like a loan officer and how sometimes people will come in having their worst day.
Yeah.
And our job is to listen to them and to help them and to really understand that the work that we do matters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been kind of a cool thing for me professionally and personally to help people on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
But then I love credit unions, and so I'm trying to find a way through my writing to kind of bring these lessons, you know, back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been
that's a cool little correlation there. I like that.
Yeah, it's been very cathartic.
So, I mean, since you've been at NatCuso, I mean, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? What's the buzz in the hallways here, and what are you seeing in the industry from your perspective? Because you always have such a great perspective on things. I always enjoy reading your stuff and listening to you and obviously interviewing you. So what's going on?
What I think is going on, and this is a selfish answer, okay? Because this is what I see and what I want to see more of, but I'm seeing a lot of it.
Okay.
People are figuring out that you can't do everything, especially small credit unions. You can't be everything, you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And a really good alternative to merger, which I think has gotten a little bit out of control, is for us to work together, right? And so there's so many CUSO models. You're going to see someone tomorrow who is probably the power user of CUSOs, a CEO of a small credit union, Linda Bodie.
Oh,
I think you know,
I know Linda very well.
You know her story, and we've covered her story, and we love her because she's like the poster child
element.
How to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she participates, I think, in 7 CUSOs. She's a $30 million shop, and she basically will say very, you know, proudly, if you're struggling as a small credit union CEO, you're not doing it right. You know, there's all kinds of resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm starting to see is more and more people, even at all sizes, credit unions are saying, let's work together. The enemy's the bank. The enemy is not each other.
Right.
So even
right.
though all of our field of memberships overlap now, you know, a lot of us are could be competitors, we see each other more as stronger together, as collaborators. And I love seeing that. And I think, too, this mega merger long term is not good for the industry at all. It's not good for anyone.
I don't know if there's any stopping that train, though.
I think we can slow it down.
Yeah, I think we can slow it down.
CUSO model, and I really, I see the CUSO models growing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really think we have momentum, and I really see it growing, which is why I love hanging out with these folks.
Yeah, I mean, growth is the key word there, because they're just like popping up all over the place in a good way. Because
and creative ones, not the typical ones that you see. I mean, people, our partner connection sessions that we had this afternoon are kind of a speed dating, getting people together. And people know that NatCuso is the place to come. Well, you've seen
and speed date?
In speed date.
Just checking.
We speed date, you know, you've seen the hospitality room, right?
Yeah.
Speed date.
Pretty swanky.
We have some nice cocktails, and it's really good for networking, which we call now the network lounge.
Nice.
Yes.
And you're in the studio lounge here. A lot of lounging going on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's in a good way.
Yeah, we like the lounge. So we really try to make it comfortable for people to connect. And the quality of the audience here, too, we get like 57% of our audience, or our participants, rather, are C-suite.
That's,
they're the decision
makers. That's impressive.
Yeah. And of course, our vendors love that because they come in and get to talk high level with people who are decision makers.
Yep. That's what we want. That's what we want. Anything else to wrap up? How do you see 2017 shaping up? I mean, you've been around this industry for a little while now, and you've seen the ebbs and all that type, the roller coaster that we've been through. What do you see for 2017 based on what's happened so far?
I think 2017 is going to be really interesting. At some level, you know, changes in the White House, we're in some uncharted territory.
Extremely.
But we have some of the best people that are at the helm right now for the movement. I think we really do at all the levels.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be a better time for us. I'm very, very, very optimistic.
Great message to end on. Denise, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
Let's do the one. Let's not wait 2 years, okay? Let's do it more often, all right?
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you.